today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear Muslims all around the world, Salamun Alaikum, and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. So welcome, and we're going to speak about the concept of it's never too late.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh, Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave. Now my only goal, oh, I love you so, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Friday, 4th of Zulhijjah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of Tir, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Be well by this verse of the Holy Quran. Chapter 4, verse 37.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وهم يصطرخون فيها ربنا أخرجنا نعمل صالحا غير الذي كنا نعمل أولم نعمركم ما يتذكر فيه من تذكر وجاءكم النذير فذوقوا فما للظالمين من نصير.
And they will cry out therein, Our Lord, remove us, we will do righteousness other than what we were doing. But did we not grant you life enough for whoever would remember therein to remember? And the warner had come to you? So taste the punishment, for there is not for the wrongdoers any helper.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Yes, by observing the fruits of their evil deeds, they will regret deeply, and they will cry loudly and ask for a respite. They ask Allah to return to this world in order to do righteous deeds. This holy verse clearly indicates that they had not anything insufficient. People had not anything insufficient because they had enough respite. And there came to them necessary divine warners so that these two elements of awareness and felicity were ready for them. Therefore, there was no excuse or pretext remained for them.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need,
I don't need
anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
topic of today's story is the continuation of the previous one. It's never too late. There are things we are supposed to learn in life, balancing our fear of God's punishment and our hope in God's mercy, figuring out a way to earn a livelihood, embodying character traits such as honesty, altruism, patience, and loyalty, dealing with people justly, doing our best not to tread upon the rights of others, and forgiving when our rights are not duly respected. Of course, the list goes on and on. There is something about this list that is different than other lists. The list of things we are supposed to learn in life isn't that simple. This list has levels and stages. The contents of this list are all a work in progress. Everyone has a level and a stage, but there are very few who will get a straight A's on this report card. And that is important. It's important to recognize because its recognition breeds humility. It's important to recognize because this recognition renders arrogance an impossibility. There will be tests along the way. We might get indicates as to how well we are doing, but we will not really find out until it's all over, until it's too late.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu Alaikum. Today we are going to talk about a concept of a famous proverb that it is said that it is never too late to do something. So all of us know that we will be asked at the very beginning of the resurrection that how we all know that we will be asked, right, after we have been buried into a grave or we have been put in the grave, that we'll be asked, how did you spend your life? How did you who was your leader? Who was your Rab? Who was your Lord? And who was your Prophet? These are the questions that we have to answer someday. And we have to prepare ourselves for that day to come. And if we are not prepared for that day, so it wouldn't be that nice for us to come. So we have to make it pleasant to ourselves. That is, as Imam Ali alayhi salam said, in plenty of times in Nahjul Balagha, we have to remember the time of our death before we are dead. So we need to know about it, we need to read about it, and we need to think about the times that our opportunity is already over and we have no more chance. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to make the most of all that He has blessed us with, and that He accepts all our efforts, inshallah. So let's pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this tawfiq just to think and ponder on these concepts, these issues, these cases that we have been enumerating and listing from the holy tongue of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is, let's think about the value of our youth before the old age. Let's think about the value of our health before we are indulged with a sickness. And let's think about the value of our wealth before we are soaked in poverty, and about our free time before we are badly preoccupied and before. And let's think on the biggest capital that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed us, that is our life, before we are dead. And by this, I live in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
focusing on what you can do now is one tip to reboost your iman. This is really important because our mind easily gets stuck on what we have or haven't done in the past, what we have missed out on, and what the consequences might be in the short and longer term. At the end of the day, though, we cannot change what is behind us and we have no power over the future. So let's focus on the present. Do ask for Allah's forgiveness for the wrong you have done or for what you have not done while you should have. Have hope that He will grant it to you and ask for His help moving forward. Then focus on what you can do in the present moment and on your worship plan. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and let's title this part, The True Rebirth. Listen, curious why people do not soar towards their Lord on the wings of longing rather than being driven to Him by worships of fear. Ignorance of Allah and His religion is surely the cause behind this cold feeling, although humans will never find one who is kinder and more merciful to them than their Lord. The story of mankind shows that Allah created men and women to honor them, not humiliate them, and to empower them, not overpower them on earth. And surely we gave you authority on the earth and appointed for you therein provisions for your life. Little things do you give, and surely we created you, your father Adam, and then gave you human form. Then we said to the angels, prostrate to Adam. You can find this concept on chapter Al-A'raf, that is chapter 7 of the Holy Quran, verses 10 to 11. The role of religion in humans' lives is to steer their course away from evil towards good and found their relationships on truth and justice in order for them to live this life without oppression or ignorance.
There's a hadith that says from the Holy Prophet, مَا جَلَسَ قَوْمٌ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ. There is not a single group of people that come together and remember God, except that a caller calls out to them. إِلَّا نَادَى بِهِمْ مُنَادٍ قُومُوا فَقَدْ بَدَّلَ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. It will be said to that gathering of people who are engaged in dhikr, rise up, for your Lord has converted your past sins into good deeds. Now I want you to think about that for a moment. It would have been merciful of Allah to say, I'm not going to punish you for your sins, but they're still recorded. That would have been rahmah. Just like, you know, when you get a ticket, you know, you pay, but it's still on your record. You still say, oh, this was a very merciful judge. I had to pay and that's it. There's no jail time or anything. It would have been merciful if Allah were to say, I will erase the sins from your record and you have a fresh start. But Allah did something even more than that. Allah doesn't only say, your record is wiped out and there's no punishment. The sins I convert into good deeds. Isn't that rahmah? Isn't that mercy?
Dear brothers and sisters, our time is up, but we spoke about it's never too late. So think about it until the another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.